This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves that you have taqwa of him. And don't die except as Muslims. All mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul. And from that single soul, created his wife. And from those two came many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by. And fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the best success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of things in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all of these practices are innovations and all innovation is misguidance and all misguidance is in the fire. In Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, and others, there is a hadith which is narrated from the illustrious companion Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu. He said, "Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, kullu imri'in fi dhilli sadaqatihi hatta yufsala bayna an-nas." أو قال حتى يحكم بين الناس. He said, every single person will be in the shade of their charity, their sadaqah, until the judgment is finished between the people, or until the people are separated. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A people in paradise and a people in the fire. The whole time that people are being judged, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامِ. And people will be judged on everything that they did. All the time that creation is being judged. And being asked what they did and being separated into the people of Jannah and the people of the fire. During that time, a person will be standing in the shade of their sadaqah, the shade of their charity. Wallahi, this alone is enough to make a person, wallahi, really think, what have they put forward for that day? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah. Do as much as you can to obey Allah and as much as you can to keep away from disobeying Allah. And let every one of you look at what have you put for tomorrow. مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. What has this person put forward for tomorrow? When you stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the entire of creation, everyone is being judged, you are going to stand in the shade of your sadaqah. So wallahi, isn't it obligatory for everyone to ask themselves, what sadaqah have I put for myself so that I can stand in the shade of it? What does it mean to stand in the shade? Why do I need shade? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تُدْنَ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ كَمِقْدَارِ مِيلٍ. He said that on the day of resurrection, the sun will become close to people. It will not be far away like it's far away now. It will become to the distance of كَمِقْدَارِ مِيلٍ. And the Sahabi, they didn't explain what that distance is. Is it the mile that we know? Is it smaller or more than that? But the hadith explains what this will do to the people. فَيَكُونُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ. The people will be sweating according to the deeds they did. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْنِ. There will be some people whose sweat is going to reach their ankles. They're going to be in a puddle of their own sweat, which comes up to their ankles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْ. And there are some people who are going to be in a puddle of sweat up to their knees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حَقْوَيْ. There will be some people, it's going to come up to their hips or their waist. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ الْعَرَقُ الْجَامَى. And there are some people who their mouth is going to be covered by it. They're going to be muzzled in their own sweat. On that day, will you not crave for shade? Would you not wish to have some shade on that day? Wallahi, the sun outside, sometimes we go to a different country, it's 40 degrees, it's 45 degrees, and we can't stand in the sun for 10 minutes. How will you stand in the sun for 50,000 years? And the sun is so close that the people are drowning in their own sweat. And then you know that a person is going to stand in the shade of their sadaqah. So shouldn't everybody look at what have you put for tomorrow? What sadaqah have you put forward for tomorrow? What shade have you built for yourself? If I told you tomorrow that you're going to have to stand in the heat, in the sun, all day, wouldn't you at least prepare something for yourself? At least bring a shade, at least put something over your head. The Prophet ﷺ told you that you will stand 50,000 years until the people are judged. And a person is in the shade of their sadaqah. That's what you have. That's the shade you have. فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِهِ. In the shade of the sadaqah that you gave. So why don't you make for yourself a shade? By the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, prepare for yourself a shade. And my brothers, the topic of sadaqah is such a big topic. There are so many ways for you to give sadaqah. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of money. Perhaps a single coin will be worth more than 1,000 coins. Because the person who has millions and he gives one is not as good as the person who has only 10 and gives one. It's not about the amount. Allah is Al-Ghaniyul Hamid. Allah doesn't need your money. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need your money. This is for you. This is for your shade. It's not about the amount. It's not about millions and thousands and hundreds of thousands. It's about you putting something aside for the sake of Allah so that you can get shade Yawm al-Qiyamah. It might be a small amount. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't look down on any good deed. Don't think it's too small. Nothing is too small. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to give a grape in sadaqah. One grape, not a bunch of grapes, one grape. And she used to say, كَمْ فِيهَا مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةِ. How many seeds, how many dots are there inside? How many atoms are inside of this? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Even if you do an atom's weight of good, you're going to see it. Some of them, they used to give half of a date. اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة. Protect yourself from the fire even if you only have half a date. شِقِّ تَمْرَة, half of a date. Not even, I'm not talking about a box of dates. I'm talking about one date and you cut it in half. And you eat half and you give half to someone. That could be the reason to keep you from the fire. Half a date. Which one of us cannot find half a date? Which one of us cannot find one grape? It doesn't have to be huge. And the different options are many. It's not like you have to give it all in one thing. You can feed the poor. You can look after the needy people. You can give it to your family. You can give it to something which is continuous charity, sadaqah jariyah, the charity keeps on going and going and going. For example, like the Prophet ﷺ gave the example of مَنْ وَرَّثَ مُصْحَفًا, whoever leaves behind a mushaf, a copy of the Qur'an, and then his children read it, or the people in the masjid read it, and then it keeps going for a while until the pages become old. So that person, it keeps going for them, and sometimes they give it to different types of sadaqah, because it doesn't, not everything has to be the sadaqah which is jariyah. Sometimes it doesn't have to be continuous charity. Sometimes you feed the poor person, sometimes the needy person, sometimes you look after the people abroad, the people at home, your neighbors, the topic is big. There are so many different ways. There are so many different chances. There are so many different opportunities. But a person might say, wallah, I have nothing. I don't have any money at all. All of my money goes every month. Let's just presume they're not wasting it, because let's be honest, most of us waste what we have, to be honest. Either we waste it on the mubahat or we waste it on the muharramat. We either waste it in that which is haram or we waste it in that which is halal, but it doesn't earn you any benefit in the sight of Allah. Right? People waste it on food and that is just used and thrown away and so on. But let's just presume somebody has nothing at all. Not even one penny, nothing. Still they can do sadaqah. The poor people, they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that the rich people have taken all of the rewards, because they do what we do. We pray, they pray. We fast, they fast. But they have extra money we don't have. So they give their extra money in charity. So the Prophet ﷺ taught them many types of sadaqah, many types of charity, not just money. The food you put in your family's mouth is sadaqah. The smile that you give to your brother is a sadaqah. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ, even if you meet your brother with a smiling face, it's a sadaqah. Every time you say La ilaha illallah is a sadaqah. When you say Subhanallah, it's a sadaqah. When you say Allahu Akbar, it's a sadaqah. When you say La ilaha illallah, it's a sadaqah. There are many, many ways that you can put something forward for yourself for tomorrow. So they went away and they started to do these things because they didn't have any money at all. So they went away and they started to smile and they started to be kind to people and they started to say these remembrances. But then what happened? When the rich people saw them doing this, they started to copy them. So they came back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said to him, see, now they're doing the same as us and they're still giving the money. And he said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, that's the grace of Allah and he gives it to whoever he wants. Khwani, we have so many opportunities to do good for other people. Help out your brother. Help out your neighbor. Look out for someone. Give someone your time. If you can't give them money, give them time. Give them 5 minutes of your day. Is that not a sadaqah? Don't we always tell everybody that time is money, time is money, I have to hurry up? Give someone 5 minutes of your time if you don't have any money to give them. Smile at someone if you don't have any time to give them. Be kind to someone. Look out for someone. There are so many ways that you can build yourself a shade for يوم القيامة. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We praise Allah alone and with no partner. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to as a mercy to creation, to his family and his companions. The shaytan, when a person wants to give sadaqah, the shaytan, he has a plan. And the plan that the shaytan has is that he starts to make you scared that your money is going to go away. يعيدكم الفقر يعيدكم الفقر. He tells you, don't give this sadaqah, because if you give it, you will be poor. You will not have enough money for yourself. Don't give it, don't give it. Next time, don't give it now. You're going to become too poor. Don't give it. But what is the truth? يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات. Allah has made riba, everything about riba is disaster. Interest, everything goes wrong, your money goes down, your life goes down, your happiness goes down. But Allah put riba in sadaqah, meaning Allah will give you many times over because of the sadaqah that you give. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما نقص مال عبد من صدقة أو كما قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a servant's wealth never goes down because of sadaqah. You give it and Allah gives you not just equal. No, it's not like that. Don't think you give and Allah gives you the same. لا والله. You give and Allah gives you many times over more. In good deeds, in money, in the dunya, in the akhirah. Think about the example that Allah Azza wa Jal gave in the Quran. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. Allah Azza wa Jal said, the example of the people who spend their money for the sake of Allah is like the example of a seed. That seed, from it comes, out of that seed comes 7 of corn, comes 7 ears, and 7 sticks. Each one of them has 100 grains on it, 100 seeds on it. Someone gave a seed, they got 700 back. They gave one, they got 700 back. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah gives even more than that for whoever He wants. The minimum they get back is 700 times what they gave. 700 times what they gave comes back to them. They gave £1, they get 700 back. And that is the minimum. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah will give more than that for whoever He wants. Either something will come to you, either in the dunya, either in the akhirah, either soon, either later. But Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't break His promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. So this khutbah is really just an encouragement for us to start to think about our sadaqat, to realize how important it is, to realize how easy it is. It doesn't have to be everything you own. It doesn't have to be half of what you own. To realize the good that will come to you in the dunya and the akhirah when you do it. To realize that you should share out your sadaqah among different things. Some people, they put everything into one thing. You can share it out. Sometimes you feed people, sometimes you clothe people, sometimes you buy something that will last. Sometimes you give it abroad, sometimes you give it at home, sometimes you give it to family members, sometimes you give it to people you don't know. You mix it. To realize that sadaqah is not just money. Your time, your kindness, your attention, your care for people, all of this is also sadaqah. And ultimately to realize, if you don't think about this, you might find yourself yawm al-qiyamah without anything to shade you, without anything to cover you. So a person needs to think about this. And the last point that I'm going to mention is that there is no doubt that sadaqah is divided in Islam into two things, and we've learned this in our classes we've been doing in the masjid. There is sadaqatun wajiba and sadaqatun mustahabba. There is an obligatory sadaqah and there is a voluntary sadaqah. And the kalam in the khutbah here was general about all the sadaqat. But which one is most important? Most important is the obligatory one, which we call the zakah. This is the most important of it. From the sadaqat that you give with your money, is the one that is obligatory, and that is your zakah. And it shouldn't be the case that someone's not paying their zakah, but they're paying their some voluntary sadaqat. So you should give thought to this. Give thought to this. And all of us, we see many opportunities. Wallah, if you open your eyes and look around you, you're going to see so many different ways to give sadaqah, with money, without money, short term, long term, close and far. You're going to see so many different ways with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة